artist Stacy Levy calls it River Return, and it's enormous. It's 84 feet wide, and that's by far the shortest angle. The long angle is 188 feet.
This is a park that sits right between the river and the Mission Concepcion. But when you stand here, you actually can't really see either one of them that easily.
Enter the installation's centerpiece, a two-story tower that gives the sightlines to tie it all together.
That's the magic of this tower. We knew you had to be elevated in order to see the two things that the site is talking about.
Seen from above, the dozens of small limestone walls arcing out from that tower look like a splash of water.
That's a great image. It is like a splash of water, or really, in a certain way, it's more like when you're in the current of the river, what would be swirling around you.
The really waterous concrete designs were accomplished by sandblasting dyed concrete away from its aggregate below.
Sandblasting is like drawing with one color. It's either blasted or it's not blasted.
Those aggregate revealed designs, she calls outdoor carpet, are combinations of Mission fresco elements and watery fluid lines.
It's this feeling of being immersed in water, even though you stay completely dry when you're in it.
The project itself was immersed in last spring's extreme rains and delayed for several months.
So what was good for Texas was not so good for the project.
The Concepcion Park Wednesday grant opening gives the public its first complete look at the heavily treed installation. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.